Here's a thought I'll title, I Saw This Very Cool Thing. Now, those of you who've been listening to my podcast for a while know that I enjoy thinking about photography almost as much as I enjoy doing photography, because it's such a fascinating field of research and discovery and exploration and, you know, just one of the great things about photography. So here's a thought that I had that I just wanted to share because I think it's an interesting thought and it may very well lead to some tangible conclusions and maybe even change my behavior. And here's the thought experiment. When I looked back at my artwork that I've done, I was able to divide it into two piles of work fairly easily. The first pile was essentially, I saw this very cool thing, so I photographed it. And I have lots and lots and lots of those photographs. But then there's a different category of photographs that I've made, projects that I've made, that don't relate to essentially saying, I saw this very cool thing, but instead, at essence, are me saying, this is what I have to say about this thing. The first is strictly an observation. The second requires interpretation, an understanding of what it is that I'm photographing, and something that I want to say about it that I think is important and I want to communicate with people. May not necessarily be a big significant thing. It doesn't have to be archaic classic philosophy. It can just be a relatively simple thing. But there's no question that that pile is different than the first pile, which of course left a whole bunch of images and projects that didn't fit either pile. But for today's discussion, I just want to divide the photographic world between I saw this very cool thing and this is what I have to say about this thing. And based on the division of my work into those two categories, I'd be willing to predict that most of you could do the same thing and probably have way more images in the I saw this very cool thing pile than in the this is what I have to say about this thing pile. Wouldn't be surprised by that at all. But here was the interesting thing when I was doing this with my own work that actually did surprise me, and that is that the most meaningful work I'd done was definitely in the second pile. Having a picture of a very cool thing was photographically fun, and as a hobby, I enjoyed it, and some of those pictures are very, very good. I'm very proud of them. But meaningful, that expressed something a little deeper, that seemed to contain more of art about them, were definitely in the second group where I was trying to say something about how I responded to the world. And this is where I want to extend the thought experiment to you. If you were to do this with your work, I bet you'd find the same kind of results. And if I'm right about this, what does that say about those projects that we're yet to complete? Does it give us any sort of direction? In other words, let me simplify this, at least for myself. Do I need to have more pictures in my archive that I'm going to leave for my heirs and assigns? Do I need more pictures that are, I saw this very cool thing? If I do, then maybe that tells me what I ought to be doing in the future is travel and looking for spectacular subjects and being sensitive to the unusual and the wonderfully unique, and that's what I ought to try to capture with my photography. On the other hand, if I decide that my more meaningful work falls along the lines of this is what I have to say about this thing, then that might direct my future work too. It might encourage me to stop and think more deeply, might involve me in more multiple image projects, might challenge me intellectually as well as photographically, and if I follow that path, it may be that what I leave behind to my heirs and assigns is something that's a bit more significant than here's my picture of national parks and wonderful places. Of course, the challenge with this second category is it requires that we I suppose, think a little more deeply about our work, which can be a pain in the rear, or it can be a reason to do it. And that's sort of, as far as I've gotten along this train of thought, is, does this division of my past work make sense? And if it does it imply anything about the work that I should be doing or want to be doing or could be doing with whatever creative life I have left?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.